You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. On this episode of AW360, we are joined by Matt Wasserloff, CEO and founder of Blockboard. Matt discusses how Blockboard's focus on outcomes combats fraud and reduces waste, how their blockchain technology works, and his views on the opportunities for the marketing world in the coming years. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Matt, welcome to the AW360 podcast. I'm so pleased to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
So you're CEO and founder of Blockboard. Tell us a little bit about Blockboard and your role there.
Blockboard is an outcome-based marketing platform built on the blockchain, Ethereum blockchain, and we're delivering world-class outcomes, sales, leads for major marketers, and we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Excellent. Well, I noticed that you use the word outcomes twice. I mean, Blockboard, you know, you go to the website, it's very outcomes focused. Why does that focus matter? And what does that mean to marketers?
Well, it matters to marketers. And so because it matters to marketers, it matters to us. And it informed how we built Blockboard. So just to take it a step back, I started Blockboard 6 years ago with my co-founder, Tarun Yadav. And we essentially rebuilt the entire digital ad ecosystem on the blockchain. And the reason we use blockchain is we pre-verify every ad call on the web. And so by pre-verifying all these ad calls, we're assuring our marketers they're delivering 100% real humans and humans in their target. And that is what's leading to world-class outcomes.
We're a few weeks from Advertising Week New York. It was a big event, but one of the themes that, not surprisingly, was talked about a lot, but a bit more than I had expected, was the issue of waste and fraud. That's a big deal in the industry. Tell us how Blockboard deals with issues of fraud and reduces waste.
Okay. Well, first of all, the fraud is $22 billion, and that is the ANA's number. So there's a lot of it. I had happened to see that grow over the last 20, 25 years because I had my hands in building this marketplace. And so knowing that that was a big problem, I set out with Tarun Yadav to fix that. And that's essentially what we've done at Blockboard. The $22 billion of waste is, the ANA calls it made for advertising sites, MFAs for short. And what those are bad actors. We could think of them as, you know, Russian, you know, coders who are masking our great premium sites and apps, inserting them into these digital programmatic platforms and sifting those CPM dollars away from major marketers. That is what's happening at a rate of $22 billion a year. So that is what we set out to fix with our blockchain platform, Blockboard.
And how do you go about reducing that? I mean, what is the process to combat that?
It's called a smart contract. It's a digital contract that sits on Ethereum blockchain, and it vets or pre-verifies all those ad calls coming from all those wonderful CTV providers like Hulu and Paramount Plus, as well as every website on the web that hosts advertising. We look at those ad calls, and I'm gonna use some technology speak here. We do it in less than 33 milliseconds. We pre-verify those ad calls, and we deem them a human being and the right human being. We accept and distribute the commercial.
I'd love to get a peek behind the Blockboard curtain, if possible. And mostly just because I'm very fascinated by how people have evolved using blockchain technology. But could you tell us about Blockboard's blockchain tech and how it's, you know, positively influencing marketers' programmatic campaigns.
So when I learned about the blockchain in the mid-2010s, I saw two things that I knew this blockchain could solve. Number one was trust, and number two was decentralization, decentralizing the ecosystem. And the trust obviously had me at hello. I mean, the digital advertising ecosystem is lacking trust. You know, you could start with Google, you know, that's right now in front of the Department of Justice because there is a lack of trust. So blockchain could solve that. And then decentralization just means rebuilding this supply chain that has become so toxic. Those are the two strands that I held on to with blockchain. And my co-founder built it all. But I'll give you a look behind the curtain. It starts with that smart contract that I just explained. That digital piece of code is really our special sauce. But the decentralization of the supply chain is as essential, because as long as Google really does dominate that, they're not allowing marketers to see how their ads are running. They operate in a black box. And you could call the number two in the market, Trade Desk, the same way. They operate in a black box, and it doesn't allow marketers to really understand how and where their ads are running. That's the two problems we solve with blockchain. We restore trust through our pre-verification, and we decentralize the entire supply chain.
Could you walk me through the process? Say I'm a marketer. I want to start working with Blockboard tomorrow. And we don't have to go too deep, but explain to me how the process works from onboarding to execution. How does that look to me as a marketer?
It is extremely simple. I ask for two things. One, a commercial, a spot, a 30 second, and two, a pixel that ultimately provides you those outcomes I keep talking about. So if you give me those two things, a spot and a pixel, we're running and we waste no time. That's the simple version. But unfortunately, in a market that is fraught with fraud, and there is a lot of education that has to be done, we spend a lot of time trying to explain our tech and educating on how we pre-verify and how the technology works. So it becomes a long sales cycle, but it ought not to be. It's very simple. Give me a spot, give me a pixel, and let's rip.
As a marketer, would you be demonstrating along the way all of the waste that I may have incurred had I been doing things, for lack of a better way of putting it, the old-fashioned way versus with you guys?
Yes. I mean, we are effectively 85% more efficient than Google and Trade Desk. 85. It's not 5, 10, even 30. 85%. So yes, when you work with us, it's a game-changing solution. When you eliminate the fraud, that's a big piece of it. That's the pre-verification, the first part. But the second part, the decentralization of the supply chain, we are saving our marketers 55% in tech tax. 30% fraud, 55% tech tax, 85% more efficient. We have done that with some of the largest marketers in the world. I'll give you two of them, Luxottica and Dexcom. We have saved them 85% more efficiency. It was game changing, and they were over the moon excited.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, for my last question, I always like to ask what I refer to as the crystal ball question. Where do you see the ad tech road leading in the coming years, specifically as it relates to the impact of new technologies, you know, like AI, the big players like Google, and any other emerging technologies that you and Blockboard may have your eyes on? You're deep in with blockchain. Are there other things that you're excited about?
Well, you just said it, AI. You know, we put AI on top of our blockchain platform. The blockchain provides the security, the AI provides the performance and acceleration. So the combination of the two, we call it the power of two, though that combination is driving outcomes, amazing outcomes. I see the future rooted in AI, and I see the next number of years marketers looking at performance. They're going to want to see how AI drives sales and leads and really enhances their company's performance. That's where I see the whole marketing market moving.
And what sorts of challenges do you see along the way in that same span of time?
I'm competing against the largest companies in the world. Google, $2 trillion company. So they stand in our way. They, one, operate with a lot of waste. They are the largest purveyor of made-for-advertising sites. That was, by the way, Media Posts publicized that. And secondly, they own the supply chain. And unless the government steps in and breaks them up, we have to work in a Google world, in a very toxic supply chain. Those stand in our way, but I do think we're going to get through it. And there's going to be an amazing future in the digital advertising industry.
This is all great stuff. Matt, if one wanted to find out more about you and about Blockboard, more importantly, where would they go?
MyBlockboard.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Matt Wasserloff, and we're here and we're excited to hear from you.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to both explain Blockboard and give me some personal insight into the continued power of blockchain. I'm always so fascinated to see the new and different things people are doing with it. Thanks for taking the time today.
I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.